This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military said Thursday two soldiers were killed in a car bombing attack in the occupied West Bank. Violence in the West Bank has surged throughout the war in Gaza as Israel raids Palestinian towns in the territory to crack down on militancy, with incursions resulting in the death of more than 500 Palestinians. Meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, Palestinians in the border city of Rafah reported heavy fighting Wednesday, and Israel's military says it seized control of the entire length of Gaza's border with Egypt. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Army spokesperson Daniel Hagari on Wednesday said that Israeli forces had gained, quote, operational control over the so-called Philadelphia corridor, which he said had served as the, quote, pipeline through which Hamas engaged in smuggling in the Gaza Strip on a regular basis, referring to the armed Palestinian group that governs the blockaded territory. Hagari did not spell out what he meant by operational control, but an Israeli military officer earlier said there were, quote, boots on the ground along parts of the nearly 10-mile-long corridor. The area along Gaza's southern edge is the territory's only land border that previously was not directly controlled by Israel. Hagari's statement came as Israel continued its deadly raids on Rafah in southern Gaza.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Ukraine's military said Thursday Russian forces attacked overnight with 19 missiles and 32 aerial drones directed to areas across Ukraine, while Russia reported Ukrainian aerial and naval drone attacks. The Ukrainian Air Force said the country's air defenses shot down all 32 of the drones, along with 7 of the missiles. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Prague Thursday, where he met with Czech Republic Defense Minister Jana Černáková and thanked her country for its ongoing efforts to help Ukraine.
Out of the 16 people.
I apologize. That was the wrong sound piece for that. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court Thursday convicted 14 pro-democracy activists in the city's biggest national security case under a law imposed by Beijing that has all but wiped out public dissent. After a 2019 protest movement that filled the city's streets with demonstrators, authorities have all but silenced dissent in Hong Kong through reduced public choice in elections, crackdowns on media, and the Beijing-imposed security law under which the activists were convicted. Prosecutors had accused them of attempting to paralyze Hong Kong's government and topple the city's leaders by securing the legislative majority necessary to indiscriminately veto legislation. Early results from South Africa's elections suggest the ruling African National Congress Party, ANC, could lose its majority for the first time in 30 years. Where the results from 13% of polling stations at 10 a.m. local time report the ANC stood at 42%. The official opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, DA, had 26% of the vote, while the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters, a splinter part of the ANC, had 8.4%. Polls have closed. Final results are expected on Sunday. Mexico's presidential candidates formally ended their campaigns Wednesday, with most polls showing ruling party hopeful Claudia Sheinbaum on course to become the country's first woman president after Sunday's national vote. Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny reports.
Sheinbaum plans to adjust policies on energy, security, and corruption, but avoids highlighting differences with current president Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
We will have an honest government without corruption or impunity. We will maintain the necessary division between economic and political power. We will not submit to any economic or foreign power, no matter how powerful it may be.
Meanwhile, opposition candidate Xochitl Galvez closed her campaign in Monterrey after leading a massive rally. The 61-year-old former senator and businesswoman pledged to enhance social programs, combat corruption, and address the widespread violence caused by organized crime.
That's Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny reporting. McDonald's is pushing back on reports that its meals have doubled in price. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Sheinbaum plans to...
I apologize. We've had a problem with that sound piece again. Authorities are keeping a close watch on the volcano in the Reykjanes Peninsula in southwestern Iceland following an eruption that prompted an evacuation of the town of Grindavik, according to the country's meteorological office. The Icelandic Meteorological Office said Wednesday the eruption came almost 3 weeks after the end of a previous eruption that had been ongoing since March 16th. The Meteorological Office reported intense earthquake activity prior to Wednesday's eruption. It was the fifth to occur on the peninsula since December. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.